It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three. Good!
You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Shirley Street Studio, it is October 20 of 2022, Thursday edition of the program. We are jam-packed as usual today. Details forthcoming. First things first, though, however you are tuned in, I appreciate it. Whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear. And like the Facebook page. Hop on the Zuckerberg machine. Type in 1650TheFan. You'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. Make sure you check out that website not only for the stream, it's also where you get the podcast of this show. It's where you can find the podcast of last night's Coach's Huddle show. It was the final Coach's Huddle of the season. Crazy to think how fast that goes. It's incredible. And if you missed the show, you can go listen on demand at 1650thefan.com. Is, of course, we had three of the Metro high school football coaches in Cedar Falls, is Brad Remmert, DeCarlos Anderson of Waterloo East, and Lonnie Moore of Waterloo West, previewing regular season finales. However, Waterloo Columbus Catholic high school football coach Brad Schmidt was previewing the Sailors Class 1A first-round playoff game set to take place tomorrow night at for Columbus. If I can get it spit out here, it's a home game for Columbus taking on Rhett Barrett's Denver Cyclones. And we were able to get Coach Barrett on the show yesterday. So if you would like to hear that interview and missed it, as I mentioned already, available at the website, 1650thefan.com. Just click on the podcast section and you'll find it. So a lot to get to, as I mentioned today on the show. I will mention that we were able to cross our T's, dot our I's, and we're going to be able to put that Waterloo Columbus football game on the air on one of our companion stations tomorrow night. So if you're a Sailor fan, if you're a Denver Cyclones fan, we'll be able to take care of you if you cannot make it to the game. Over on our companion station, 106.5 Corn Country. 106.5 Corn Country. That's where you will hear Waterloo Columbus take on the Denver Cyclones in that Class 1A first-round playoff game tomorrow night. So there you go, a little programming note for you to start the show off with today. But if you want to join in with any questions or comments, know that you can call me up, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. Or you could email the show. Yeah, questions, comments, maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. By all means, fire away. Email address is cole at 1650thefan.com. All right, so I must admit, watching Yankees-Astros last night and having watched the Phillies plenty in the postseason, that I am conflicted, to say the least, about watching the baseball playoffs, because as a Cubs fan, every damn time I turn around, there's a former Cub doing something great, and You think about what could have been, right? But for whatever reason, you know, you got 4 or 5 years into that team, they weren't working together. And we sure as hell don't have time today to go down that wormhole and why that is or was what it was. But, man, Kyle Schwarber for the Phillies, Nick Castellanos as well, albeit he was pretty short tenured as a Cub, but really liked him when that trade was made. Of course, Anthony Rizzo with the Yankees. Who am I missing? I know I'm probably missing somebody. Maybe I'm not. Well, it's not like Chris Bryant is in the playoffs with the Rockies, that's for sure. But, you know, just seeing Schwarber and Castellanos and what the Phillies have done, I really like that team. That was a team I remember before the season began after what they did in the offseason. I was thinking, like, that's a team you build on a video game, right? Because all the analytics tell you that the way they put that squad together, that they were going to be terrible defensively. And while they haven't been great, they've been good enough. And when the bats get hot, when that team gets, you know, in a streak, they're damn near unbeatable. And they're proving as much. And it's a very exciting brand of baseball when the Phillies are on their game. And credit to them. And the environment, I'm not a Philly fan hater. There's plenty of, you know, reasons out there to be that person. I don't know. It's just like Philadelphia sports has never like been an annoyance to me, so I'm not a hater. Now that being said, don't get it twisted. This isn't me like jumping ship, being a bandwagon rider or anything. But yeah, I mean the environment that they create at the ballpark, their fans are just so passionate, and you get Bryce Harper or Kyle Schwarber hitting a playoff home run, and that place is just absolutely up for grabs. And Kyle Schwarber, I know, made some comments that maybe rubbed Cubs fans the wrong way, that he had not encountered a better environment. Now, that could be Schwarbs. Maybe, you know, you lose a little bit of the magnitude of the memory when you think back to some of those biggest moments in the 2016 playoffs, right? The Miguel Montero, was that Game 6 NLCS Grand Slam? Go-ahead Grand Slam against the Dodgers. I'm not sure if there's anything that can happen at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia that would ever measure up to how that moment transpired at Wrigley Field. But if you're putting a Mount Rushmore together of best playoff baseball environments, I think the Phillies are on it. And really have enjoyed watching that. It's tough to watch Yankees and Astros because I do not like the Astros. They're scumbag cheaters. They're always going to be scumbag cheaters to me. And if you're not a Yankee fan, how can you like the Yankees, right? So, nonetheless, I can't help myself. And you know, when I put the game on, I don't turn the channel and I watch these two teams, neither of which I like. And then Anthony Rizzo comes up, and the confliction begins. You know, he hits a sac fly. He plays great defense, and you're like, man, sure would look good in a Cubs uniform over at first base. But time moves on, right? But I've enjoyed it, and I don't think that's always the case. I think the MLB playoffs a lot of times can be hit and miss, and I think there's been some really great, entertaining games lately. So I don't fit the mold. 33 years old, and I'm sitting down watching these 3+ hour games. They got me. And my team's not in there, so I guess way to go, baseball. But I think I'm the exception, not the rule. So more work to do for that sport. But in the meantime, I think I'm enjoying the Major League Baseball playoffs is what I'm trying to say. All right, coming up today on the show, of course, we'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. After we do that, in the next segment, we'll hear audio from UNI wrestling coach Doug Schwab. I was over at West Gym just a little earlier this afternoon. It was the Panthers' annual media day, and Coach Schwab didn't disappoint, like usual. Plenty of quotables and plenty to learn about this Panther wrestling team. So got a bunch of audio from Coach Schwab for you. We'll get to that in the next segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll, of course, take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. We'll come back from that break, and on the other side, Justin Brecky, our friend, Hudson High School football coach, set to join the show. And what a great story Hudson football is this season. Winless a season ago, did not win a game, and they come back this season. They go 4-4, just good enough to get into the playoffs. They help themselves out in terms of their what's the term I'm looking for here? How many points they did win the games that they won by. Their point differential was a help. But they get into the playoffs at 4-4, get a big win last Friday on the road at Nashville Plainfield, 20-14 to secure that playoff spot. And now they've got to take on a tough foe in Newman Catholic. But just a great story. Hudson High School football, that turnaround this season. And Coach Brecky will join us to tell us all about it coming up in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, as well as Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Come back for a final time and wrap up a Thursday edition of the show. All right, let's dive right in here. Regional volleyball continued last night across the state in classes 1A, 2A, and 3A, and in matches involving area schools beginning in 3A in a regional semifinal, Union swept Forest City. In 2A, regional quarterfinal play, Dyke New Hartford rolled past Woodward Granger in straight sets. Appleton Parkersburg defeated Central Springs in four sets. Denver swept South Wind. Grundy Center swept MFL Marmac. Hudson swept Jessup. Sumner Fredericksburg got the sweep of East Buchanan. And Waterloo Columbus fell in straight sets to West Branch. Oh, and finally, another one out of Class 2A. Wapsie Valley swept Cascade. Moving into Class 1A regional quarterfinals last night, AGWSR swept North Iowa. Waterloo Christian got the best of HLV in three straight sets. Gladbrook Rhinebeck took care of North Butler in three straight sets. Tripola swept St. Ansgar. Don Bosco swept West Central. And Dunkerton got past BCLUW in four sets. High school regional volleyball action continues tonight across the state, with semifinal matches in Class 5A and 4A, and a pair of Metro 5A schools are in action this evening. Class 5A, 5th-ranked Cedar Falls, playing host to Dubuque Hempstead, and Waterloo West is on the road at West Des Moines Valley. Bursts into the state cross-country meet were on the line yesterday as Class 4A and 3A district meets took place across the state. A pair of Metro schools competed in a 4A meet at Dubuque, and the Cedar Falls boys team punched its ticket to state, taking first place with 51 points. Tigers had five runners in the top 16, including freshman Jaden Merrick, who placed third. Waterloo West finished seventh at the Dubuque district meet. Meanwhile, on the girls' side, Cedar Falls qualified to state, capturing third place. Zoe Zylstra had the highest place for the Tigers at sixth, and Waterloo West as a team on the girls' side finished 10th. Meanwhile, in a 4A meet at Marshalltown, the Waterloo East boys finished 9th. The rest of the field for the state cross-country meet will be decided today as district meets in Class 1A and 2A are underway right now. Those began at 4. The high school football playoffs get underway tomorrow for schools in Class 2A, 1A, A, and 8-player with a number of area schools in action. In 2A, Union visits Greene County. In 1A, Waterloo Columbus, of course, as I mentioned, at home against Denver. Appleton Parkersburg is on the road at Eagle Grove. Sumner Fredericksburg travels to Sigourney Keota. And Dyke New Hartford plays host to Cascade. In Class A, Grundy Center is at home against Belle Plaine. Nashville Plainfield visits West Hancock. Hudson plays at Newman Catholic. And Wapsie Valley is at home against St. Ansgar. Finally, an 8-player, Don Bosco plays host to Winfield Mount Union. Clarksville is on the road at West Bend Mallard. Gladbrook Rhinebeck hosts New London, and Tripola is at home against Central City. The Waterloo Blackhawks are going to be on the road this weekend for a pair of USHL Western Conference games. The Hawks will visit Sioux Falls tomorrow night and then turn around and play at Omaha on Saturday night. The Blackhawks are looking to snap a 2-game losing streak, and you can hear all the coverage of those games this weekend right here on The Fan, tomorrow night's game. 6:45 pregame, Saturday's game, a 5:45 pregame. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash. Excuse me, no, we don't have that today. We got a preview of Thursday Night Football. We'll get you the VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys, as well as a forecast. After all that, we'll come back on the other side. we'll hear from UNI wrestling coach Doug Schwab. That's next on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
College football, Iowa, a 29.5-point underdog Saturday at number 2, Ohio State. In the Big 12, Iowa off this week. They will host Oklahoma next week. Game 2 of the NLCS tonight in San Diego. The Phillies lead the Padres 1-0. Philadelphia plus 105 on the money line. San Diego minus 125, the over-under 6.5. Game 1 of the ALCS in Houston. The Astros minus 200 at home against the Yankees at plus 165 after New York eliminated the Guardians on Tuesday. 7, the over-under. NFL Monday night, the Bears, an 8-point underdog at the Patriots, 39.5 the over-under. Chicago looking for their first road win. Red Hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
Don't be fooled by Liz Mathis. She's just a rubber stamp for Biden and Pelosi.
Liberal Liz Mathis. Her campaign, bankrolled by Pelosi. Her radical agenda, the same as Pelosi's.
She wants higher taxes and more government spending, just like Pelosi.
Liz Mathis opposed the largest tax cut in Iowa history.
She thinks I should pay taxes on my retirement income.
Mathis even wants to tax the mileage on my car.
If you like Nancy Pelosi, you'll love Liz Mathis.
Liberal Liz Mathis. She'll be Pelosi's voice in Washington, not yours. The Iowa choice, Ashley Henson. Henson will stand up to the radical Pelosi agenda, not rubber stamp it.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are on the ballot here in Iowa, and they're going by the name Liz Mathis. I'm Ashley Henson, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because we need to defeat them to take our country back.
Paid for by Ashley Henson for Congress.
The Tunnel of Terror is coming to Tommy's Express in Waterloo. Enter if you dare. Weekend of October 21st and 22nd. $20 per car. A scare the whole family can enjoy. Sign up as a member and get the first month free. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes. Plus, unlimited washes. Skip the line. Free mat washes and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash. Fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo.
Kevin Kugler here from Westwood One, inviting you to join Ryan Leaf and me for NFC action this week on Thursday Night Football with the Cardinals hosting the Saints. It's been a tough start for Kyler Murray in Arizona in a year that had high expectations. Can the Cards get the season on track, or will the Saints march out with a road win? Find out coming up on Thursday Night Football.
Get maximum sports on 1650 The Fan.
Football season is underway, so now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back. If your first bet doesn't win, just sign up with the promo code WIN. FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from the money line to point spreads to player props. So sign up today with promo code WIN for your no-sweat first bet. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be present in state where lawful to wager. 21 plus in select states. First online real money wager. Only refund issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit fanduel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text next step to 53342. Arizona, 1-800-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Indiana, Kansas, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com. Louisiana, 1-877-770-STOP. New York, 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Tennessee, red line, 1-800-889-9789. Wyoming, West Virginia, 1-800-522-4700 or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 40 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 74. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 46. Temperatures well above average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 66.
Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Well, you know I've been through it when I set my watch back to it. Living on Tulsa time.
That was not expected, but I can't say it was surprising to hear You and I wrestling coach Doug Schwab referenced Don Williams' Tulsa Time song. But it all made sense when you realize that both the Big 12 Conference Tournament and the NCAA Championships both going to be held in Tulsa, Oklahoma this season. So Doug Schwab is looking for big things out of his Panthers in the city of Tulsa. It's actually a pretty good song. I think I'm going to have to listen to the whole thing once I get done here. But we're welcome back. A Thursday edition of Cole & Company continues. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, was over at West Gym earlier this afternoon as 13th year UNI wrestling coach Doug Schwab met the assembled media for the Panthers' annual media day. And as you might imagine, Coach Schwab is quotable as usual. And he really began his remarks today by talking about how last season just didn't meet the program's expectations. However, what kept him encouraged is he saw development from his team all throughout last season. Here's Coach Schwab.
Our team about
here we go.
Going through our stats last year, like you go 7-7 and talk about fifth in the Big 12 and then 20th overall. Obviously, that is not numbers that we're certainly happy with. I tell you that I feel like last season our guys all made progress. Where they started the season, where they ended the season, we're in different places. And can certainly hang our hat on that. Now, for me, the whole thing was is when we end the season last year, were we going to continue to make progress throughout the whole spring and summer, fall, coming back to this season? So you go from, you know, 20 shrinks down to a single digit. Or, you know, you're 7-7, you're 14-0, 12-2. You know, you all of a sudden you're winning the Big 12. It's like, and I could tell you that, you know, 13th season, man, the group collective work they got put in this spring and summer was, it was as good as I've ever seen. It was as much as I've ever seen. And so to me, I'm very optimistic at what we have and what we have coming back. And like I said, the progress that was shown by those guys, to me, that's exciting. And those guys feel that. And when you have momentum, you have to continue to keep it. Now, sometimes it's, you know, it's tricky to be able to keep momentum when you're not competing, but I think guys have to buy into that. You know, you have to, and I've been talking to our team about leading the way. Who's going to lead the way? And obviously we have a hell of a leader with Parker.
Parker Kekeisen, as Doug Schwab mentioned him there, UNI's 184-pound All-American who finished third at the NCAA Championships last season. And as you might imagine out of that guy, he's continuing to ask more of himself, according to Coach Schwab. And this year, Kekeisen knows that it's going to be important for him to step into a larger leadership role.
And not just because of, oh, he's been, you know, he's been third in the country the last 2 years. Or he's what, I think I said, he's what, 48-3? That's pretty dang good 2 years. But it's how he trains and lives. It's how selfless he is. It's how coachable he is. The pillars of our program, man, he displays those as well as anybody. And then other guys, and to me, they follow that lead. They're like, whoa, if this guy's doing it, and man, if anyone stays with him and keeps that kind of pace, they're going to be in a real good spot. And we got some guys that are trying to do it right now. But he continues to lead the way for our program. Like I said, we got seven guys that went to the national tournament, all won matches. But to me, the whole trick is now is not winning one or two matches. It's, well, we need to win five matches. Then you're placing. Then you're in. Then you're wrestling on Saturday instead of sitting and watching. And we've got to keep that stuff firmly fixed in our guys and get in there and be very competitive within the room. And that's something that you have to train. You have to live. It's not a part-time thing. You know, when I say no part-time gangsters, there's no part-time being committed. If you want to be great at something, it is a full-time endeavor. And we have a lot of guys that are bought into that, and we have to continue more guys to do that, because it is not a straight line to success. It is not a straight line to be great at this thing. It is very, very, and as probably deep as ever in college wrestling right now. It's as good as ever. Heck, I was just at the Super 32 tournament, and the skill level of kids is incredible.
Kekeisen is among three captains voted on by teammates, and the other two Panther captains this season are 165-pounder Austin Yamp and 174-pounder Lance Lance Runyon.
And we got two other captains this year, and I think it's, to me, you know, our captains are always, they're voted on by their team. And Yant was one of the captains, and he was a captain last year, and he, man, talk about a guy, talk about gritty. The guy's a definition of gritty. I think I just saw a picture of him. I don't know if, I mean, he had just blood running down his nose in the middle of practice, and he's just like, I love it. He is one gritty SOB in his sixth year, too, and grateful for that sixth year. And then Lance Runyon, a guy who, man, I think he really stepped up a notch when he got hurt and injured and he was out, and how he gave back to his team. I mean, so, you know, we have individuals like that, I'm giving those guys a little bit of shine because, you know, their team says these guys lead the way, and they are leading the way. And so, man, we got some great leadership in that respect. And, you know, I don't know, I was, you were reading those numbers and I'm like, man, we got a hell of a long ways to go. But you know what that does? That excites the hell out of me too. That does not scare me one bit. And we have a lot of guys that don't feel that way either. Because I think you either go one or two ways with that. Oh, I got all this way to go. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to get up next morning and I'm going to run. And I'm going to run 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 and run. And we're behind in a race right now. So you either got to run harder, or we got to run smarter, or we got to do both. And that's what we're working on to do every day. And we got a group of guys that are bought into that.
Schwab talked about a number of his Panthers that he saw considerable improvement from throughout the offseason today, including former Waterloo East standout Tyrell Gordon, who's back at heavyweight.
Tyrell's back, and man, when you see him, his body transformed. I mean, he looks like a total different guy. And just, man, he got shredded. He got on a lifting plan, and he took it serious, and you can see he did.
The 13th-year coach also spoke about what he's seen from a class of 7 true freshmen.
You know, the freshmen are doing a good job. They're taking some lumps. That's the way it is. That is how it is a freshman. I haven't seen a freshman that has been able to come in and not get their ass kicked or handed to them. Now, how they handle that is what, to me, is what's important. How they manage it, and if they, like I talked about, like, oh, man, I'm so far behind. I'm excited to get back to work. I'm so far behind. What the hell am I going to do? I'm just going to put my hands up and just wave the white flag. That is not the type of individual that we have on our team. That's not the kind of coach staff we have. That's not what's ever going to be instilled in them. And so these guys are running and chasing, and even if they're getting their tail kicked, they come back encouraged and ready to come back the next day. And you can ask them about it. I mean, that's part of the sport. And if our program is going to be any good, man, there shouldn't be a freshman that comes in being able to do that. There should always be someone in front of them. And now hopefully what we have is no matter what, how good somebody gets, we always got somebody in that room that can take it to them. Parker's making a hard run at that right now. But we'll always have some guys that they can push them and really get them to grow and move forward.
It was when Schwab wrapped up his comments that he couldn't help but mention Tulsa, Oklahoma, as I touched on at the start of the segment, the site of both the Big 12 Conference Tournament and NCAA Championships this season.
Tulsa, though. Tulsa's a big, Big 12s and Nationals this year, so I'm looking forward to, there's a lot of things in front of that, but, you know, Tulsa time, that song, Don Williams, I don't know if anybody likes Old Country, but been playing that one a few times. It's, I know it's running through my head a little bit, and I know it is for these guys too.
I think it's fair to say that if you wander into the West Gym or ride in Doug Schwab's vehicle at any point between now and March, you might hear a little Don Williams. So we'll go into this timeout, live it on Tulsa time. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up during the break. We'll also get you a promo about what's to come with our Sunday afternoon NFL doubleheader. Make sure and listen for that. And we'll come back on the other side and we'll talk some football as Hudson High School football coach Justin Brecky joins us next. A great turnaround for the Pirates this season. We'll talk about it next on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter is embracing the high expectations. All 5 starters return from last year's team that won the Big Ten regular season and postseason tournament titles. They enter this season ranked 4th in the AP poll.
This is what you work for, is to be ranked high in the country.
Does it bring pressure? Yes. But, man, you worked hard for it, so you better enjoy it, too.
Football, when Iowa visits number 2 Ohio State Saturday, it'll be a homecoming for Hawkeye tight end Luke Lachey. The sophomore is a native of Columbus. His father, Jim, is the color analyst on the Buckeye radio broadcast and was an All-American offensive lineman for Ohio State.
I'm excited. It is a little bit more exciting to go home and play in Columbus. I think it means a lot for my dad to be up there calling the game. I think he's really excited and looking forward to it.
This is Radio Iowa.
Tom Miller's been Attorney General almost 40 years, and every year he gets more liberal. Today, Miller's just a rubber stamp for the radical Biden agenda. Miller supports amnesty for illegal immigrants, just like Biden. He turned his back on law enforcement, just like Biden. Miller even allowed a convicted child predator to walk free because the man had a sex change. Liberal Tom Miller. After 40 years, he's retired on the job and making Iowa less safe.
The choice for Iowa law enforcement? Brenna Byrd, a tough-as-nails prosecutor. As Attorney General, Brenna Byrd will enforce the Constitution, not trample on it. Byrd will stand up for law enforcement and keep criminals behind bars. That's why more than 70 Iowa sheriffs endorse Brenna Byrd. Brenna Byrd, the law enforcement pick for Attorney General. Paid for by Byrd for Iowa.
Hi, this is Jeff at Rydell. Isn't it crazy how the market for goods and services has changed? A few years ago, you could get $12,000 to $15,000 off MSRP. And now, with new vehicle inventory shortages, many dealers are selling for thousands over. Well, at Rydell Chevrolet in Waterloo and Rydell of Independence, we want you to know we stand behind our best price practice. We will not, and we have not used this unpredictable market just to make an extra buck. We'll continue to offer our customers new vehicles with lifetime warranties at below MSRP, plain and simple. We do have new vehicles in stock, and we've kept our lots full and our employees happy. Stop in soon to purchase for under MSRP on Silverado Crew Cab, custom order a Ford under MSRP, and lock in 2.9%. You may even save more with supplier and employee pricing or farm co-op benefits. Business owners for 22 tax benefits, be sure to order soon. Stop into Rydell Chevrolet in Waterloo or Rydell of Independence or shop online at RydellAuto.com.
Some models excluded. 2.9% with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Improve your students' grades with Club Z Tutoring. With a customized learning program designed specifically for your student, Club Z provides quality tutoring right in your own home or online. With learning programs to fit your family's needs and preferences and no signing long contracts, Club Z is your best solution to ensure success. SAT, ACT, test prep, and small group options are also available. Pre-K to pre-med, Club Z has the program for you. Mention this ad to get your first session free. Visit ClubZTutoring.com today.
Get the power and performance you need with MasterForce from Menards. Whether you're completing a construction project or getting your fall to-do list done, you'll need a reliable air compressor, and MasterForce has the air compressor to help you get the job done with a full range of sizes from 2 gallon to 60 gallon in stock. Save 11% on all MasterForce air compressors now at Menards. Good through October 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's an NFL doubleheader on Sports USA. And first, we're in Tennessee as King Henry and the Titans play host to Matt Ryan and the Indianapolis Colts. Then, it's off to San Francisco as Jimmy G and Debo try to outduel the Kansas City Chiefs with Juju, Kelce, and the magical Mahomes.
Flips off a tackle with a two and walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
It's the Colts at the Titans, then the Chiefs at the Niners. This Sunday on Sports USA.
Coverage begins at 11:30 right here on The Fan. Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and 102.3 FM.
Brass Monkey, that funky monkey. Brass Monkey, chunky, that funky monkey.
Welcome back to a Thursday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. And as we've been talking all week, it's the final week of the regular season in high school football for the bigger classes. Playoff football kicks off tomorrow night for Class 2A, 1A, A, and 8 player. And right now we're joined by one of the area high school football coaches that will lead his team in a playoff game tomorrow night, none other than Hudson High School football coach Justin Brecky. Coach Brecky, thanks for your time. How are you today?
I'm good, Cole. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to be talking to you. And what a bounce back season you guys have had a really tough 2021, and you put together a 4-4 season that gets you into a Class A first-round playoff game. I imagine things are feeling really good down there in Hudson right now.
Yeah, things are feeling good. It flew by just like the last time I talked to you before, I think it was the day before week one, actually. And I think we actually talked about how fast it goes. And what do you know? Here we are practicing in 40-degree weather and ready to go for the playoffs already.
And you guys get a big win last Friday night at Nashville Plainfield. 20-14, you win that game on their senior night. I have to imagine that was a scene. What went into your guys getting what I would assume was a must-win game against Nashville Plainfield last Friday, Coach?
Yeah, that was crazy. But going into that game, due to our point differential, the only thing that would have kept us out is if BCLUW would have beat Wapsie Valley if we were to lose. But we didn't talk about that option very much with our kids. We talked about how important earning the 3 seed was, and that's how we didn't want to limp into the playoffs. We wanted to be rolling in, and they really met that challenge and did a great job. Friday night was the most fun we've had coaching and playing football in the last 4 years here at Hudson.
I would imagine. And there's probably something to be said, Coach Brecky, for it's one thing to make the playoffs when maybe you roll in there and you're 7-1, 6-2, something like that. But given the season you guys had a year ago, and then you fight and claw your way to a 500 record this season amid a really tough schedule, football is just so good in the Cedar Valley and the surrounding area up here in eastern, northeastern Iowa. You fight and claw your way back to 4-4 and punch your ticket to the playoffs. I mean, as weird as it might sound to people, that feels like a recipe where it feels maybe a little sweeter than that 6-2 or 7-1 when you just coast right into the playoffs.
Yeah, it definitely has a different feeling to it. We've been on both sides of it, and we played the three top five teams. I'm not sure. I know they're for sure top 10 in the state rankings and everything, but three very good football teams for our losses, and then we did lose the game by 1 point to a team that was even with us, but they earned that one as well. So everything in our season, we handled the ups and downs after we got beat by Wapsie. Our final breakdown, I told this team is a playoff team with our effort, even though we lost that game 33-0. We had some great takeaways in that game, but then also told them we're kind of sick of these moral victories.
Yeah.
Let's start putting it on the scoreboard.
Then your team rips off two of its next three to get into the playoffs. And, Coach, as you look back over the 8 games of the regular season, as I mentioned, you guys go 4-4, clutch wins down the stretch. What have you liked most when you look at the entire body of work? What have you liked most from this team?
Just that they're a bunch of fighters, just with our record shows that, you know, and like you said, I mean, if we had some of them were ugly wins, I'm not going to lie, but it's good to be able to do that. And just they really bought into the ups and downs, and it was good that everything that we're saying, those lessons that we're talking about, they all came back full circle, and kids were able to really learn from it this season.
Certainly, like any other team, I'm sure that you and your staff and even your guys identified things throughout this season to work to improve upon. So with the playoffs on the doorstep, you know, what's been the focus? What's kind of the last things you're hoping, you know, besides installing a game plan, you know, in terms of playing the best football your team can, what are maybe some technical things that your group is focused on headed into the playoffs here?
Well, specifically our matchup, we got to cover some really tall and fast receivers here with this Newman team. Then just getting off the field on those third and long, those must-win situations where we're still working on that. We did a good job last week during those situations and hope to continue doing that.
Hudson High School football coach Justin Brecky, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. The Pirates have a Class A first-round playoff game tomorrow night. They take on Newman Catholic. You heard Coach touch a little bit on the matchup there. Coach, just looking at your team's numbers this season, albeit I think that you know they're not necessarily gaudy or anything, but I got the impression of complementary football, where it's sound defense, a good run game, and you're able to put the ball in the air and move the ball with your pass game when necessary. That's the impression I have. Am I on the right track here? Have you seen complementary football from your squad?
That's been our goal, and that's exactly, you hit it spot on there. And last week, we went to the air more for a total yard, 177 in the air. That was our best total, I think, then like 130 on the ground. So that was good to be in the air last week. And then we were super efficient. I think 15 for 19 he was. And then for the season, he was right at 50%. Then to show up on that stage last Friday was big for Camden.
Yeah, Camden Davis, your junior quarterback. It sure sounds to me, Coach Brecky, like as the season has gone along here, that perhaps he's gotten more confident in his ability, and maybe you can, you know, put a little bit more on his plate right now than you were back in September.
Yes, we certainly have added to him every week, and we've had guys emerge in that receiver core too that helped him along the way. Offensive line, no sacks last week, and overall have been pretty good, pretty solid with that, protecting him and creating that pocket for him.
How about your sophomore running back, Noah Borchardine? I mean, he's had a good season as well, and he hasn't been your only ball carrier that's been a factor back there. That's always a good thing when you've got more than one capable ball carrier.
Yeah, Noah's been great. State track kid for the 200-meter dash, and he's been able to get out in the open field a little bit. He's also learning that every play is not a touchdown. You know, he's... in which he had, I mean, middle school success, he kind of, it was hard to get him to square up and take what's there sometimes. Sometimes one of our coaches said it best, sometimes football is just a mosh pit, and you got to take those couple yards there, especially in those third and short, fourth and short situations, and he's turning into a great all-around back for us. And having the option with our quarterback, or not specifically option, but a quarterback run game helps move those linebackers and misdirect them a little bit, having that 1-2 punch back there.
What would you tell us about your defense, Coach? Your guys have racked up 10 sacks this season. They've grabbed 5 interceptions. They've been able to make some game-changing plays for sure. What's kind of become the recipe for that group to have success on Friday nights?
So I just sent a roster to the Mason City radio guy, and well, I kind of knew this, but we got 10 of our guys playing offense. They're playing both ways, so they've got to turn it. Go offense to defense. Just we don't have the luxury of the guys coming from the sideline, so they got to stay wired the whole time they're out there, whether each side of the ball. Takeaways, we've done a lot better with that this year, probably close to double our numbers last year in sacks and takeaways. I would define them as bend but don't break. They've done really well in the red zone. And like I said before, those situations where we got to get off the field or got to make a play, they're stepping up.
Wrapping up here with Hudson High School football coach Justin Brecky, Pirates Class A first-round playoff game tomorrow night on the road at Newman Catholic. Coach, you mentioned some tall receivers that your defense is going to have to deal with. What else can you tell us about your film study of tomorrow night's opponent, Newman Catholic?
Really good quarterback. He's 60% for the year, 21 touchdowns, 3 picks. And I am curious to know how many times he's been sacked. I don't think it's more than 4 or 5. He just does not. He gets the ball away. He's roughly 6 foot, 200 pounds. So he's pretty solid in the run game as well. He's not afraid to put his shoulder down. Just an all-around really good football player. Their run game is extremely balanced across the board. There's nobody over 400 yards. And then the receiving core also is extremely balanced with receptions like 26, 29, 22. So you're not – everybody else that we've been playing this year, for the most part, we've been able to identify their biggest threat and their who their guy is in certain moments. And these guys are a little tougher. They do a good job spreading it around. And like you said, the height – It could be an issue with him. Just and the quarterback knows how to throw it to those guys with those advantages. The goal line fades. His back shoulder passing it to him. They're impressive.
So what do you see beyond the obvious, Coach Brekke, of tackling, blocking, no penalties, no turnovers? What would be the next thing or two in a game like this, in a matchup like this, that you go, okay, I feel like if beyond the obvious things, if we do this, we'll be able to look up in the second half tomorrow night and have a ball game on our hands, a chance to win.
I think you're already thinking it, but we're going to sustain drives and manage and try and keep the ball away from them. So our best defense tomorrow night is going to be keeping their offense off the field. So us sustaining drives, being efficient, keeping that clock rolling, just doing our job, we'll be all right.
More complimentary football.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Coach Brekke, thanks so much for your time today. Congratulations to you and your staff, all your guys, everybody down there that's a part of the support system for Hudson High School football. So cool to see the bounce back that you guys have had this season. And best of luck, best of health tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
Hudson High School football coach Justin Brekke, kind enough to join us on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. And speaking of football, time is running out. You've got less than 15 minutes to get your picks in for week one of Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy. Go to the website, 1650thefan.com. Right there, smack dab on the homepage, you'll see it. Click, get in there, check out all the rules. Make sure you know what you're doing. Check out the rules. They're there for a reason. And then scroll down. You'll see where you can make your picks. They're due, as I mentioned, by 6 o'clock because, well, the first game you're going to pick is tonight's Thursday night football game that you'll hear right here on The Fan that features the New Orleans Saints in Arizona to take on the Cardinals. Coverage of that one's going to begin at 6:30. You'll also pick this weekend's UNI game, among others. So get in there, and you can't win if you don't play. $50 value prize up for grabs each week, and if you pick the most games correct over the 6 weeks, you will win the grand prize of the Green Mountain Ledge Prime Pellet Grill worth $900 from our great friends at Tubbs R Us in Waterloo. Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy is presented by Hawkeye Audio Video in Cedar Falls. Also new this year and combining a couple of our great promotions is your success in Pigskin Pick'em could lead to advantages as you can become one of 75 lucky listeners who will be invited to join us at our annual Fan Frenzy event. It's on Monday, December 5th at Dad's Pub in Waterloo. We're back at Dad's Pub again. Had a great time last year. Looking forward again to this year. And if you do well in Pigskin Pick'em, you can score advantages that can help you win even more at Fan Frenzy. And the grand prize for Fan Frenzy this year, oh, no big deal. Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a 75-inch Sony 4K LED TV from our great friends at Hawkeye Audio Video in Cedar Falls. And the possibility exists that you could win the grand prize for both Pick'em and Fan Frenzy. So what's not to like if you haven't made your picks in the time I've been yapping here? You already could have got to the website and started to make your picks. And by the time we get back from the commercial break, you could already have your picks in. So go now, do it. We've already had a number of people go and do it, but they won't be there to make those picks at 6:01. So check it out, all right? Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy, and picks are due in approximately 11 minutes. So good luck to everybody. Thanks for participating, and we'll be back to wrap up a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right after this.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Dak is officially back. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott was medically cleared to play Wednesday after missing 5 games with a fractured thumb. Prescott took all the first team reps at practice and threw with his receivers in a mock game. He's expected to start Sunday against the Lions. The Broncos are, quote, hopeful Russell Wilson will play Sunday. The Denver quarterback injured his hamstring Monday night, but he was able to get some limited work in at practice Wednesday. Sam Darnold was designated to return from injured reserve. He's been out since injuring his ankle in the preseason, but the Panthers say P.J. Walker will get his second straight start Sunday at quarterback. Some other injury news. The Niners got Pro Bowler Nick Bosa and Trent Williams back at practice. They believe both could play Sunday against the Chiefs. And Giants running back Saquon Barkley was limited at practice, but the team says he'll be able to handle his usual workload come Sunday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
It's hard-hitting UNI football Saturday at the Dome as the Panthers host conference rival Missouri State. Kickoff at 4. Enjoy this family weekend game with the Panthers and wear your purple. It's a purple out. Panther football is affordable, family fun, with tickets starting at just $10. UNI versus Missouri State, Saturday at 4. Get your tickets online at unipanthers.com/tickets or call 273-4849.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is now here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments now available. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Always read and follow IRM grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Performance may vary.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Earlier this week, the Chiefs surprised many by restructuring superstar tight end Travis Kelce's contract. And at first glance, the move seems like a random movement of cash. But no decision in the NFL is made randomly. The Chiefs look like major contenders in the AFC once again this year. But with the season quickly approaching the halfway point, veteran talent slowly becoming available. Star defensive end Robert Quinn reportedly being shopped by Chicago. Panthers may be in the early stages of a fire sale, including Christian McCaffrey. And Kelce even hinted on his podcast that Odell Beckham Jr. could maybe be a Chief in the future. Right now, keep an eye on that. Maybe it's not a big deal, but it feels like the Chiefs in a position to acquire a difference maker. And with Patrick Mahomes under center and a Hall of Fame coach in Andy Reid, this could be bad news for teams looking to compete in the AFC. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. From the four corners of the globe, the world's greatest set their sights on one goal. The Breeders' Cup World Championships coming to iconic Keeneland this November 4th and 5th. Over 2 days and 14 championship races, the pinnacle of international thoroughbred racing will put the most jaw-dropping, heart-pounding spectacle before your very eyes. Coverage begins Friday on USA, continues Saturday on USA and NBC. Visit BreedersCup.com/2022 to learn more. This message is brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information like your name and address from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more. Discover.com/online privacy protection. That's Discover.com/online privacy protection.
You are listening to the one-stop shop for local and statewide sports talk. Cole and Company with Cole Bear. Weekday afternoons from 5 to 6 on The Fan.
What a great song. That is to get your blood flowing a little bit. You might need to go see a doctor. Welcome back for a final time on this Thursday edition of Colin Company. Got to thank Justin Brecky, Hudson High School football coach, for joining today's show. Thursday night football coming up in a little over a half hour's time. Pre-game coverage will begin. The Arizona Cardinals playing host to the New Orleans Saints. Hear it right here on The Fan. I'll be back tomorrow at 5. Listen to Mark Simpson tomorrow morning, Maximum Mornings between 6 and 8. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.